This is the HomeKit Life, where we talk about all things Apple HomeKit news.
We're a father-son team who loves everything Apple.
Enjoy the show. Welcome to the HomeKit Life. I'm Josh.
I'm Braden.
This week we're going to talk about LifeSmart, Ecobee, Robodeck, Acara, and Ever.
Yeah.
Got some new players in the game here. Kind of exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Let's dive into it with LifeSmart.
Alrighty. So LifeSmart has unveiled a millimeter wave presence sensor. So this thing includes a millimeter wave presence sensor alongside a lux sensor that goes up to 65,000 lux. This thing,
surface of the sun.
This thing is ceiling mounted, and it also is hardwired. It supports voltages from 100 to 240 volts, so basically everywhere electricity is. And this thing works over Zigbee 3.0. It is compatible with LifeSmart's smart station, or it can also be integrated into their DFED security system, which that is not HomeKit compatible, but it will support Matter when that is finally released.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
They have like a contact sensor, siren, motion sensor. Honestly, like I've never even looked at their stuff before. This is all new looking stuff to me. Mm-hmm. I think it's interesting that it's hardwired. I assume like it probably takes a lot to run the millimeter wave. It's essentially like a 5G chip, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I feel like it would be quite a bit for installation to like get up there in our ceiling and like hack out some new power path for it. But I could see this being interesting.
Yeah.
Especially like depending on if I don't need your, I wonder if you're going to need the like centralized hub for their security system. That'll be kind of interesting when Matter comes out. Like, if you don't need any kind of hub, I could see this being kind of a cool thing to install.
Yeah.
Speaking of radar technology, we had kind of like this interesting turn of events. Ecobee, there was like a new Ecobee product leaked out, and there were pictures of it and like not a ton of info. And then all of a sudden it was like, oh, just kidding, like here's the product.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you remember, like Generac bought Ecobee a couple like 8 months ago or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming this has probably been in the works for a while, but this is a nice looking new thermostat. Essentially, I think it's like upping the game to compete kind of with like the higher end Nest devices. So I definitely think this is going to be like the gold standard in the HomeKit ecosystem. And it's interesting timing too, right? With Matter coming out, I think it's going to be easier for you to add Nest to your Apple Home. So probably a good time to like push something out that has a little more polish on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a 50% larger display. I think most of that is coming in the width. It looks like it's way wider. So you're pushing closer to the edges of the actual bezels now. If you haven't seen it, like I feel like the current one is almost like a tall rectangle, the actual screen, and like it's a lot of bezel there at least on the Ecobee 3 Lite. They've also revamped the UI, which I like the look of it. And they've added some kind of radar technology. They didn't specifically say like millimeter wave or what it is, but they've said the word radar technology for presence detection. So definitely upping the game there. It also has VOC and carbon dioxide detection sensors in it. So I really think that they are bringing the heat here with this one, especially at the price of $249.99. Like, I feel like that's coming down off maybe what their previous high was. I'd have to go look, but the Ecobee 4 I feel was more expensive than this. This one still acts as like you can, if you have a HomePod Mini, it'll act as like a Siri like extra endpoint. So you can give it like HomeKit commands and it'll respond to, you know, hey Siri. And yeah, I don't know. This is like, it's kind of fun and I think it looks really nice. And it also acts as a speaker, which is weird.
Yes.
So you could Spotify Connect stream to it or use Amazon Music to stream to it. Or you could have it stream to a Bluetooth speaker, which is even weirder.
Yeah.
I have a phone that can do that. I don't know why I need my thermostat to do that. Kind of interesting.
Yeah.
I've got to imagine the speaker's not that great on it, but hey, I guess if you want one more target for playing music, that's an option.
Yeah.
We did notice on the, it is a different mount pattern, and people on the HomeKit subreddit are saying it's like 1 to 2 centimeters off from the other mounting pattern, which I thought was an odd choice.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you could have done something there to make it the same or similar. I don't know. Maybe they're just thinking like people aren't going to be upgrading, but I could see us like giving this a try in like our main area where it's like there are a lot more people around and, you know, I want better occupancy detection there. So, yeah, air quality sensors.
Yeah.
Mm.
Definitely has a much more premium finish to it.
For sure.
I'm assuming that metal is like aluminum or something.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Robodeck. This one just kind of came out of left field. This is essentially like a robot vacuum type situation for deck maintenance and staining. So this will clean and stain your deck. It comes with a water-based stain, which they're trying to sell for $20 a month as a subscription, which seems like way too much for the average consumer, considering you should only stain your deck once or twice a year. but they can also be purchased individually for $35. It should also be noted that this is coming from a crowdfunding campaign, so little hesitation there on whether or not this is like a legit thing, but I mean, it seems interesting.
Not that interesting to me.
I mean,
I could see like if you were offering a lawnmower, like crowdfunded, that one makes way more sense to me. Like, this is a one time use thing. Like, let's say you even use this once a year. What's this thing cost? Like, yeah. The initial cost is gonna be up there. I don't know. I struggle with this one. And the other thing is like, you'll get Amazon Alexa and Google Assistant integration. They're claiming they're going to have HomeKit integration, but like, how's that going to work? We don't even have robot vacuum support in the HomeKit yet. Like, maybe that will come with Matter. Maybe it'll come with iOS 16. But like, I just don't think you're going to get robot deck. Like, maybe they'll expose it as a vacuum and you could control it that way, but like, it's weird. This is like a once a year use thing for me. Like, I'm not gonna buy an automated device to do this.
Mm-mm.
I could see selling this to like someone who builds decks and like they want to just stain it and like they pop a cartridge in while they're finishing up other pieces of the outdoor decking or something. Like, that could be interesting, but that's such, it feels like such a small market.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Akara launches their D100. It's an international door lock. So we've talked, I think, before about the N100 and the A100. Those have handles and whatnot. This is a Mortise style door lock, right? So it's very tall. It's got multiple. This one has 3 bolts. It's got 2 kind of latches on the top and bottom. But the cool thing is it's got like fingerprint detection and it's got code you can put in. It also supports HomeKey. So you get like all the options in this Zigbee door lock. And the fingerprint detection also says it has aliveness detection, whatever that means. It's got like heartbeat or temperature sensor. I don't know. Doesn't really go into it. But I think it's kind of cool because it has no handle, right? So the lock itself is a handle that you can use to kind of like close the door, push it open. But there's no actual like turn handle. It just unlocks and then you can push it. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I guess if you coupled that with like probably like an auto door closer, I could see this being a super handy device. But you know, I don't, it's not like Morte style isn't a popular style in the US for residential homes. So it's not really something that you would see here, like maybe in condos or something, they have stuff like this, but it's not very often you see that around here. Mm-hmm. But Zigbee 3, Akara, like you can't really go wrong. Home key support, pretty cool.
Yeah. Alrighty. So Ever has released a split design relay switch. So this is a thing that you install to retrofit a normal dumb switch to turn it into a smart switch. So it's two parts. You have the relay and then you have the smart switch subassembly. And so the relay goes where the light fixture is, and then the smart switch goes into the light switch box.
Yeah. And the HomeKit version is Wi-Fi.
Yes.
Probably worth stating.
Yes. But they do also offer a Zigbee and Z-Wave version. So you can get the Thinka Z-Wave gateway and expose it that way to HomeKit, which seems like a much better option than Wi-Fi.
So if you got the Zigbee, you'd have to get their hub. And their hub, I don't think, works with HomeKit at the moment. So the question is, like, would it work with Matter? I wouldn't think so. Like, maybe they'll make the Zigbee hub Matter compliant. I'd probably go the Z-Wave version myself and just get the Thinka gateway, because like with Zigbee you can only expose the devices that are like in your kind of like Zigbee area, right? So like when we get the Hue hub, we only see the Hue bulbs. Even though we have like a whole Zigbee network here with Akara and stuff, we don't see the Akara stuff through the Hue hub. But with Z-Wave, everything has to go through a certification process. So like all Z-Wave devices just automatically get added from the Z-Wave gateway into HomeKit. So if you use Thinka, that would be kind of interesting. And for us, like, I think we're at like 70-ish devices on our Wi-Fi, so I would probably push towards Z-Wave or Zigbee just to keep things off our normal. Like, I want to try to reserve that Wi-Fi airspace for humans that are like interacting with the internet type of thing, not automated devices. So
right,
yeah, kind of interesting, kind of fun. I don't know. You know, I also question, like, at least in our house, we have a lot of like shallow boxes where the lights are, or like, if we have a lot of can lights too. So assuming you installed it in line in the can lights, you know, you'd have to put a new box up in the ceiling. Or if you tried to like mount it up in the light box itself, like you'd have to make sure that it's kind of deep enough. I think that's why they split it into two pieces, is so the subassembly is like super small and easy to put in your light switch box, which can get pretty crowded with wires. But I don't know that you're necessarily solving the problem if I can't fit it in the light box as well.
Right.
So, yeah, kind of interesting.
Another thing, touching on the Wi-Fi, from my experience, Wi-Fi HomeKit devices just aren't that great to begin with, just like in general. Like, I don't know. Wi-Fi is kind of lacking, in my opinion.
It depends on the device. Like, we had trouble with the Meraus garage door opener at first, and then they've released updates, and like since they updated it, it's been great. So I think the Wi-Fi chip was fine. I think it was just like the firmware had to be updated to kind of like optimize the Wi-Fi. Mm. Whereas like we've got the Omvis out there. We had nothing but trouble with that one. It's gotten a little bit better. We did some optimization and it was like connecting to the wrong Wi-Fi access point. And we hard coded it to like only be able to connect to the one here in the basement. But it's still like a little slow and a little laggy, and like we have three of them, and you know, we'll say turn them all on and like two will come on and then one will come on later. So I would agree with that. Also sometimes like I just, with the Hunter fans, like those don't work correctly with Wi-Fi, and like I have to turn the power switch off and turn it back on and wait a minute, and then maybe it'll get back on Wi-Fi and I can control it. And the weirdest thing is like with the Hunter ones, they have a remote, but if it's not responding to Wi-Fi, it's not going to respond to the remote either, which is very annoying. So, yeah, I mean, I get it. I definitely agree. Like, I prefer Thread or Z-Wave or Zigbee over Wi-Fi if there's an option for it.
Mm-hmm.
So, definitely.
Yeah.
Always thinking and looking for that kind of compatibility.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, speaking of Omvis, we did drop a video. So if you're watching this, be sure to go over to our main channel, our Apple Home, and we put up our Omvis video where we talked about the Chameleon. We shot it a while ago, but it took us forever to edit. We're finally getting into the editing groove now. We got a studio, Mac Studio over there that's doing a great job helping us, and Braden started picking up some editing to help me out. But yeah, be sure to check that out. Maybe we'll put that link in the show notes below, but appreciate you watching or listening. If you haven't already, be sure to hit that subscribe button, or you know, if you're on a podcast platform, be sure to hit subscribe there as well, so they know you want to get all our latest news and content we put out. And we will see you. Oh, I guess we'll be off for 2 weeks. So we're going on vacation, and we will be out of the studio area. So it'll probably be 3 weeks before we come back. And honestly, now I'm thinking about it, maybe when's WWDC?
June 6th through the 10th, I believe.
Oh boy. We might have to do a Zoom version
for WWDC.
Yeah. You and I can connect over Zoom. I'll take a mic with me, and we'll give our thoughts and news from across the globe, I guess. All right. Thank you again for tuning in, and we will see you for WWDC.